This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 14th, 2025. At the top of the news this week, the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act has been reintroduced. U.S. Senators Roger Wicker, Republican from Mississippi, and Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, along with Representatives August Pfluger, Republican from Texas, and Joe Courtney, Democrat from Connecticut, announced their joint reintroduction of legislation in the Senate and House to restore the right to amateur radio operators to install the antennas necessary to serve their communities. Homeowner association rules often prevent amateur radio operators from installing antennas at their homes, even though amateur radio has proven to be essential in emergencies and natural disasters such as hurricanes when other means of communications fail. You can read more about this story at ARRL.org. Amateur Radio Emergency Service ARES in the ARRL Puerto Rico section has signed a Renewal Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the American Red Cross Puerto Rico region. The agreement establishes a framework of cooperation and a close working relationship with ARRL ARES volunteers. Both ARES and the Red Cross agree that with resources that both of the organizations have, the public will be best served during disasters, emergencies, and other public service-related situations. ARRL Puerto Rico Section Manager Carmen N. Green, KB4QVQ, believes the new MOU benefits everyone. The renewal of the existing MOU with the American Red Cross to Puerto Rico is a testament to the relationship and commitment we have at the local section level with the legendary organization, she said. We feel that our communities will greatly benefit from the joint efforts to train and practice the ability to pass messages when the normal infrastructure is not available. She added that as a new section manager, it feels great to have this experience with an important organization, as well as having great contact with all of the hams around the island. And you can read that complete MOU at ARRL.org. On February 12, 2025, Rig Experts Administrative Office in Kiev, Ukraine, was destroyed by a Russian ballistic missile. All employees are reported to be saved. Rig Expert is a leading manufacturer of antenna and cable analyzers, and officials said they are committed to restoring operations just as soon as possible. Our top priority is the safety of our team and the continuity of our operations, said Ashot Andiev, chief executive officer. While our administrative office is in ruins, our production facilities survived, allowing us to continue serving our customers and partners. Additionally, stakeholders will be kept informed throughout the recovery process. The company is working to minimize delays and fulfill its commitments while maintaining customer service support operations. For further information, contact office at rigexpert.com. A quick reminder that the ARRL International DX Contest, CW, is this weekend, starting at 0000 UTC on Saturday, February 15th, and concluding at 2359 UTC on Sunday, February 16th. This DX contest is a great opportunity for U.S. and Canadian amateurs to make DX contacts and boost their DXCC totals. 2024 saw a record of 5,552 entries, and Solar Cycle 25 has continued to peak since, so don't miss this contest. For complete rules and more information, visit www.arrl.org/arrl-dx. A silent key to report this week, Bob Nauman, W5OV, passed away at his home in Texas on February 10, 2025. Nauman was a mentor to many in the amateur radio service and well-known in the ham radio contesting and DX community. He served on the headquarters staff of ARRL as director of operations from 2021 to 2024. He was an ARRL life member and a member of the ARRL Diamond Club. ARRL Chief Executive Officer David Minster, NA2AA, has known Nauman for decades. Bob was a very passionate supporter of amateur radio, and especially ARRL. He said on many occasions that working at HQ was a dream come true, wrote Minster in a message to the ARRL staff. Nauman had many friends around the world through amateur radio. He achieved the ARRL DXCC Honor Roll and was a long-serving member of the CQ Worldwide DX Contest Committee. Nauman enjoyed trips to the Ham Radio Exposition in Friedrichstetten, Germany. You can read ARRL's full remembrance, including information about services for Nauman, at ARRL.org. A $10,000 grant to the University of Scranton from the Frankfurt Radio Club, FRC, in Pennsylvania will support the development of a contest dashboard that will leverage the popularity of amateur radio contests to benefit science, technology students, and Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HAMSCI, community members. Through the grant, a team of university students, faculty, and FRC members, along with HAMSCI community members, will collaborate to develop a real-time contesting DX dashboard for the HAMSCI Personal Space Weather Station, known as PSWS. The PSWS is a modular ground-based system that measures space weather impacts on the Earth's ionosphere. The grant will fund University of Scranton student researcher Owen Zdetsky, KD3ALD of Chihola Township in Pennsylvania, a first-year computer engineering major, for the summer and fall 2025 semesters to help develop the contest dashboard, and it is expected to be concluded in the spring semester of 2026. University of Scranton physics professor Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF, said that through the project, he hopes the university's W3USR amateur radio club members, present and future, will become active radio contesters. "We are already ahead of schedule for this project," said Dr. Frizzell. "This past weekend, we hosted students from W3USR and the Frankfurt Radio Club to take part in a little contesting. We made over 400 QSOs worth over 250,000 contest points." Ray Sokola, K9RS, the past president of the Frankfurt Radio Club, said that contesters are one of the most enthusiastic subsets of ham radio operators, and participants span a range of ages from teenagers to over 90 years old. On January 21, 2025, dozens of stations across the northeast Illinois area gathered for a 70-centimeter Simplex research event. The goal was to encourage Simplex use, to expand operator skills, and to allow operators to better understand their station's capability and limitations. The operation involved two rounds of transmissions and collectively logged over 400 signal reports received by email and aggregated by their net control station. Operators freed themselves from repeaters and access tones and learned to relay, record RST, readability, signal strength tone, signal reports, and pay attention to their noise floor and antenna configurations. One relay through four stations spanned nearly 60 miles, allowing Net Control W9MSG in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, to receive a message from KE9PBO in Sandwich, Illinois, operating on a handheld with 5 watts of power. After the event, all logs were collected and aggregated, and each station received a report that included details of all signal reports given for their station by all other operators. The report also included maps, statistics, and examples of how to leverage the data to better understand station configuration. This included a subsequent discussion on how to create radio path studies leveraging free online resources. This was the second of two such events. The first was a 2-meter Simplex activity held in December with 35 stations across 7 counties. Data from both of these nets is now being aggregated to identify quantitative and qualitative differences between 2 meters and 70 centimeters as experienced by those operators. All of this will lead to a discussion of the propagation challenges and advantages that each band offers and more opportunities for learning. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. January 23rd, AMSAT Spain's Hades-R was deployed and is operating as expected. This gives us another FM satellite. The downlink is 436.888 MHz, and the uplink is 145.925 MHz. No tone is required, activating by squelch. The satellite also uses AX.25 and APRS digital modes. FM voice is the primary mission. You may not hear the digital modes all the time. In March, they plan on launching Hades ICM. We look forward to another successful launch and another satellite in the space family. If you're a grid square chaser, I noticed the VUCC rankings for satellite this week. After the success of Green Cube IO117 and S-Hale QO100, many were able to build on the VUCC and DXCC collection. Doug, KADP, just upped his grid square count to 1,737 while Guntram, OE9DGV, upped his DXCC count to 213. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In Radio Sport this week, more great contest opportunities. February 14th, it's the Prodexis 070 Club Valentine Sprint. That's digital. February 15th and 16th, the ARRL International DX Contest, CW. Also on February 15th and 16th, the YLRL-YLOM Contest, CW Phone and Digital. February 15th to the 16th, the Russian PSK-WW Contest. That's digital. February 15th as well, the Feldhell Sprint, digital. February 16th through the 17th, it's the Run for the Bacon QRP contest, that's CW. And on February 19th, the AGCW Semi-Automatic Key Evening, that is CW as well. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on February 14th through the 15th, the Yuma Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Southwestern Division Convention in Yuma, Arizona. February 22nd, HamCon, hosting the ARRL Vermont State Convention. That's in Colchester, Vermont. February 28th through March 1st, the Birmingham Fest, hosting the ARRL Alabama Section Convention in Tressville, Alabama. And on March 7th through the 8th, the Greater Houston Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Texas State Convention. That's in Rosenberg, Texas. And a quick reminder that ARRL headquarters will be closed on Monday, February 17th, 2025, in observance of President's Day. There won't be any W1AW bulletins or code practice that day. ARRL HQ will reopen on Tuesday, February 18th, 2025, at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And finally this week, thanks to the East Pasco Amateur Radio Society in Dade City, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.